run.
July is probably happy to do that.
And it was a little bit.
Yeah.
We're filming that part.
Yeah, I might get that.
I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for December 21st, 2015 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Our gallery is empty, so we'll just get move along right here. Mr. Mishka will lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reporters were all dispatched to some wild party up on North Main Street. All right, additions to the agenda. I do have one addition to make as agenda item 12. That is to follow through. Council wishes, if they still wish to, appoint Mark Lukey to the Sylvania Community Services Board. That is a motion. It does not require legislation. So we'll just have a motion when we get to that point, or anybody else can contest that if they choose to. Mark's nodding. Mrs. Westfall, any additions?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to schedule a Streets Committee meeting.
We'll make that 10A, schedule Streets Committee. Anything else from members of council? Hearing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Frining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of meeting minutes from our last meeting on December 7th. It's probably the largest meeting minute package that I can remember. Mrs. Booker and I talked about it several times. A lot to get in there. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the December 7th, 2015 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from December 7th, 2015 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5, every 2 years when we elect new councilmen to City Council, it is a requirement of our charter that we have an organizational meeting so that those newly elected or re-elected members can be sworn in. We've invited Judge Ramey to come and do that, though I did not ask him tonight. He is going to be here to do that. Also, committee assignments are normally discussed or handed out at that meeting, or seating assignments. That'll be the president of council's responsibility, and you will elect a president of council that night as well. So the administration is recommending that meeting be set prior to the next council meeting on January 4th at 7:15 p.m. You can do it earlier. Some years we have to do it earlier. It's a requirement of the charter that we do it within the first 4 or 5 days of the month or the year, but we don't need to do a special night. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we set the 2016 organizational meeting for January 4th, 2016 at 7:15 p.m.
Second.
And moved and seconded to set that organizational meeting on July 4th at 7:15 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that organizational meeting is set. Agenda item 6 is a year-end account allocation fund, to balance fund appropriations for fiscal year 2015. Mr. Schroyer.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I'd like to thank Sharon for putting this forward, adjusting the ordinance together. She spent a lot of time on this, going through all the details. And the only thing I'd like to make a note to the council members, is we've stayed within our original budget in the general and capital funds. Some of the adjustments were for specific revenue funds. But as far as operations and capital, we stayed within the original budget that you passed at the end of 2014.
It does balance on Exhibit A, so we are not asking for any new allocations. We're just balancing. The budget's in pretty good shape, but you can never get it exactly right. That would take a real crystal ball to do.
Yeah, some of the adjustments are to specific revenue funds that we get received money in from the court, and that's really an estimate at the beginning of the year on the money that we're going to receive and the money we're going to pay out of there. It's a lot more variable than say our general and not in the capital funds.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Schroyer? We do one of these at the end of every year. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before I read the ordinance, I'd like to extend a thank you to the administration as well as to Mr. Schroyer for your good effort in preparing last year's budget, and very glad to learn that we were able to stay within the budget, and really appreciate your sharing that information tonight. Thank you so very much. So with that, I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 83-2015. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, to make certain adjustments to account allocations within the fund appropriations for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2015, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 83-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 83-2015.
Second.
We're moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 83-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 83-2015 is approved. Agenda Item 7. We are required to have an agreement with ODOT for the maintenance of US 23 through town. A couple of years ago, they made us in exchange for their maintenance of US 23. State law technically says that we are responsible for doing that. They had us agree to do salting and snow removal on longer sections of Alexis and Monroe Street. We certainly decided we wanted to do that rather than take over US 23. If any of you go to other large cities around Ohio, and I'm thinking specifically of Columbus, you drive through there on 315, there are signs that say Worthington Maintenance. That's not something that I think the city of Sylvania wants to get into. That would be difficult for us, so Mr. Aller has negotiated an extension of the contract. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, this is an extension. The way the state does their agreements and their funding situation, they do it on two-year cycles, basically. And so every 2 years, we have to renew this agreement with them. The first year of the agreement is $30,000, as it has been for several years. Then the second year is adjusted based on the Consumer Price Index. they'll continue to perform all of the maintenance and repairs on US 23. As the mayor indicated, we will handle the snow and ice control on a section of Monroe Street that is slightly outside the city, and then as well as Alexis Road. In exchange for that, that's in exchange to keep the cost for the US 23 down at that $30,000 level. So, mayor is correct. I would not want to really get into maintaining US 23 and trying to do so. And I believe this is a fair agreement that ODOT gives us each year and would recommend approval.
The agreement that was struck 2 years ago has the city clearing Alexis Road all the way down to Flanders Road and Monroe Street all the way down to Lasky Road. That is a situation where it takes more of our trucks, because there isn't just one truck that does that. We line up several trucks to go down there and swoop through there all at once. How did that affect your ability to do service the last two hard winters? This year, so far, it's not affected you too much.
Yeah, it's been very easy this year. Yeah, but it really didn't have a big impact on our operations because of we would run two or three trucks anyways in that section of Monroe, and we just stayed on the street on Monroe a little bit longer, and then made our turnarounds at a different location. So it wasn't a real big impact. Operations-wise.
So if people tell you that they can't really see where they enter the city of Sylvania on snowy days anymore, that it seems to extend into Sylvania Township, that's why. It's our crews out there working Monroe and Alexis, clear down to Flanders and Lasky. It used to be you'd get to Whiteford Road, and there was a difference in the roads. Now it'll be at those other locations.
And Mr. Mayor, if I may say, I drive to work that way every day, and we do a much better job than the previous service.
Thank you, Mr. Lukey.
All right, we do have ordinance 84-2015 for council to authorize this memorandum of agreement with ODOT. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 84-2015. All members of council previously receiving copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, to enter into a memorandum of agreement between the state of Ohio Department of Transportation and the city of Sylvania for the maintenance of US 23 within the city limits, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 84-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 84-2015.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 84-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 84-2015 is approved. Agenda item 8 is a liquor transfer. And this appears to be a transfer from Sylvania Township into the city of Sylvania. Is that correct, Chief? Barada's was certainly outside of the city of Sylvania, and I think the south side of Monroe Street is Sylvania Township there. North side of Monroe Street is the city of Toledo. Anyways, it's another liquor permit coming into the city of Sylvania from the outside. We seem to be attracting those at the moment. We have a lot of new restaurants that want these liquor permits in town, and we welcome them. Not a problem with that. Do you welcome this business coming?
The police department has conducted a review of this permit transfer request, and we have no concerns or objections to it. It will be my recommendation to council to not require a hearing at this time.
Karam Enterprises is the same. It sounds like they're just doing business in a different kind of a restaurant. So I don't wouldn't have a problem with that either.
Mr. Mayor, did we have another request?
We had this two councils ago.
Same request?
Same request. Why waive the address? I wonder why too. I think, and I'm assuming why we got this again, because the address was 5212, and now they have 5215.
Okay, but it's the same establishment.
Yes, same establishment.
Same owners.
Okay.
Do they have two separate licenses?
I'm sorry?
Did they have two separate licenses? These are the same. I didn't compare them.
It's the same request for D5 and D6.
So. Okay.
Was there a typo or anything?
Just assuming that somebody made an error along the ways and they resubmitted it.
All right. All we need on this is a motion not to request a local hearing unless you choose to want to have one. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no local hearing be requested for the permit transfer of the D5 and D6 permit from Karam Enterprises at 5212 Monroe Street, Units 5 and 6 to Karam Enterprises doing business as the Messing Grill at 5834 Monroe Street in Sylvania, Ohio.
Second. I moved and seconded not to request a local hearing for this liquor permit transfer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 9, I'm asking for your confirmation of my reappointment of Brad James to the Civil Service Commission. Mr. James has served on that for more than 6 years. He serves on that board as chairman right now and has agreed to me to continue to serve on that. It has been a busier year for them, and they've administered a couple of tests, and we do expect a couple more service exams upcoming next year. And I'd like to keep his knowledge and experience on that board. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we confirm the mayor's reappointment of Brad James to the Civil Service Commission beginning January 1st, 2016 for a 6-year term.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's reappointment of Brad James to the Civil Service Commission. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Agenda item 10, we have added item A to schedule a Streets Committee meeting. Mr. Frye.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. As many of you will recall, we had some information in our packet. I think it was the last council meeting about potentially a modification at the request of ODOT for the King Road area that is part of the city of Sylvania. And I'd like to set a Streets Committee to discuss that requested change by ODOT. They're looking to try to make the speed consistent up and down King Road. So I was looking to have a Streets Committee meeting, and I was thinking about prior to the meeting in, the second meeting in January, which I believe would be the 18th.
It's the 19th. We delayed that.
Oh, the 19th because of
King holiday.
Right.
There is currently a public hearing scheduled at 6:45 for the architectural district modifications and unification. I don't know whether Mr. Ham thinks that that's more time than necessary, or you can schedule it earlier as well.
Mr. Hanum, how much time do you think that'll take on that night?
That's the 18th?
19th.
19th.
19th, that's why we got it wrong. I think it's going to take 45 minutes. I mean, we have some work to do on those, so we need a little time. Unless you just want to defer to me, which I don't think is a good idea.
That's a big change in our zoning code.
Big change.
I would recommend council become familiar with it and act on that one.
So we could meet before that.
How long do you think this will take, Mr. Harry? 15
minutes.
15? Meet at 6:30?
Let's do 6:15. I have an item I want to talk about the Streets Committee with it.
Okay.
And I haven't talked to you about it yet either. And I apologize for that.
Yeah, 6:15 is fine.
Okay.
All right. I'll instruct the clerk to post that meeting on Tuesday, January the 19th, 6:15 for the Streets Committee. Any other committee reports can be made at this time? Hearing none, any committee referrals? If not, let's move on to added agenda item 12. The last meeting, council talked about reappointing Mark Lukey to the Sylvania Community Services Board. We researched that, and it only takes a motion, verbal motion. We do not need legislation to do that. Mrs. Westfall or whoever.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, I've just got a couple quick questions. Mark, do you know when the appointment actually begins?
I believe January 1st.
January 1st. And how long is it, 4 years?
I think it's an annual.
1 year, annual. Okay, thank you. I move that we reappoint Mark Lukey to serve on the Sylvania Community Services Board beginning January 1st, 2016 for a 1 year term.
Second.
Moved and seconded to appoint Mark Lukey to the Sylvania Community Services Board for 2016. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you and congratulations, Mr. Lukey. That is an important group over there. They do a lot of good work.
Well, I've said before, I'm having trouble keeping up with the legacy of Mike Brown, who of course was council representative for 4 or 5 years.
Mike was very busy in the community. He was everywhere.
It is a very effective and worthwhile organization.
You're also Sister Barone?
No. But we have...
She's a Sylvania Area Family Services.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm sorry.
The usual cast of characters, you know, Baron Black.
Yep.
Jace.
Okay. Very good. That gets us to the end of our agenda. There's just the meeting minutes from last week's Planning Commission and Board of Architectural Review minutes for your review. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned for 2015, and will reconvene following an organizational meeting on Monday, January the 4th. Thank you.